talking now about free-range eggs. The federal government has established a new national standard on the labeling of free-range eggs, insisting that it is a win for shoppers. As of next year, eggs can be labeled as free-range if hens have meaningful and regular access to the outdoors. This also means that the stocking density of hens must not exceed more than 10,000 birds per hectare. The issue is a tough one to crack, as these new standards can instead perpetuate confusion and controversy for consumers. Clive Phillips, Professor of Animal Welfare at the University of Queensland, joins me now. Thank you for joining me, Clive.
Hello.
And about 13 million eggs are consumed by Australia each day. How are we supposed to keep up with growing demand while considering the welfare of hens?
Well, the demand is only dependent on the quality of the situation in which the birds are kept. So if people know that the birds aren't being kept in particularly high quality environments, then demand may fall. So it does behove the industry to really have standards that are meaningful and indicating that the birds are in a good state of welfare.
And is this new law then labeling a step in the right direction?
I don't think so. The old model code of practice specified free range as having a maximum of 1,500 birds per hectare, whereas now we're looking at 10,000 birds per hectare. So the quality of the environment for the birds may not be that high, and we may find that the birds don't actually go into that area.
Well, you've actually recently conducted some research on stocking densities. What impact does this have on the behavior and overall welfare of the chickens?
If the birds are given an opportunity to go out into a good quality range area, then their welfare is improved. Encouraging them to go out also reduces the risk of parasitization, particularly of nematode worms. But if the range isn't of good quality, if it's overcrowded and it hasn't got the sort of quality attributes such as good shelter, if it hasn't got those, then the behavior of the birds will be adversely affected. They may be pecking each other. There could be stereotyped behaviors which are deleterious for the birds.
And they talk about meaningful and regular access to the outdoors. What does this actually mean? How are they defining this?
Well, if the stocking density is too high, then they're not going to go out. Having said that, the birds will still quite often clump together. And it's very hard to just say, well, okay, at this stocking density, the welfare is okay. At another stocking density, it isn't. It's dependent on far more factors than that, and in particular, the availability of shelter. Temperature as well can be important, and again, shade and shelter become important.
And do you think then the government's decision will mean that big producers can still get away with mislabeling?
I think there's a strong likelihood of that. I don't know of any research, even though they say that this decision is based on research, I don't know of any research which says at 10,000 birds per square meter their welfare is adequate. In fact, the review which we conducted suggested that the higher the stocking density, the worse the welfare. So looking at how the accreditation bodies set their standards, usually at about 1,000 or 1,500 birds per square meter. That's what the RSPCA, that's what organic standards, that's what they consider to be an acceptably high maximum stocking density. Therefore, 10,000 birds per square meter does appear a little bit high.
And if you're just joining me, I'm talking to Professor Clive Phillips about free-range eggs. The consumer advocacy group Choice believes that the new standard is preposterous, as farmers should not run more than 1,500 hens per hectare. But they've urged consumers to boycott 19 egg brands as a result. Is this the correct approach to the issue, or is it just creating more problems?
No, I think consumer action and consumer behavior is very important here. And the consumers vote with their feet if they feel that the standards are not sufficiently stringent and they're not happy with this escalation of stocking density, then they should avoid purchasing those eggs, buy organic eggs if necessary, they're kept at a lower stocking density, or try and search out a small producer, locally. That's probably the best way. Someone who's just running a few chooks on a small piece of land, because it's not just the area that's available to the birds, which is potentially a problem. The flock size is also dramatically different from what they would have in the wild, and that in itself will cause significant problems.